Suratul Ra'd, verses 12 and 13, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala anbiya'illahi jami'an wa ala sayyidihim wa khatamihim habibi ilahi alameen, Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال ويسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته ويرسل الصواعق فيصيب بها من يشاء وهم يجادلون في الله وهو شديد المحال صدق الله العلي العظيم. It is very important for us to try to discover and realize God's identity and God's jurisdiction and power and authority. His power and authority transcends the lower life that we see, transcends human beings, to every being in this universe. He's not just the Lord of the humans, but He's the Lord of the entire universe. And therefore, we have to look into amazing things that He does in this universe to deepen and strengthen our faith in Him. We have to look at His achievements, the boundaries of His, the boundless boundaries of His authority and His power and His jurisdiction. So in this verse, Allah says, هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا, speaks about two or three natural phenomena in this universe. One of them is the lightning, the other is the thunder, the third is the thunderbolt, the sa'iqa, the clouds. هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا. It is He, the Lord, who shows you the lightning, arousing fear and hope in you. يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. How does that work? The lightning arouses fear and hope in you. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. And who produces the heavy laden clouds. Now, what happens when you see the lightning, the flashing of the lightning? We had this experience this past winter, alhamdulillah. There is some more rain coming, so be thankful to God. This winter was a blessed winter for the state of California. I just heard on the way here that we are out of the drought. Orange County, LA County, Riverside County, they are out of the drought, but we are still in abnormal dry. We are still in the abnormal dry because we suffered for 7 consecutive years of a drought, severe drought. So we are out of the drought, thankfully, but still an abnormal dry weather. So we need more rain. Be thankful to God. Don't be annoyed by the rain. Always when you see the first drop of the rain descending, say Alhamdulillah. Say thanks to God, because this is a blessing. So God says, the flashing of the lightning could inspire you with fear and hope. With fear, of course, because it is sometimes, it's fearful if you see it outside, especially in the desert. It inspires fear because you know after that there is the impeding sound of what? The thunder coming.
Some people, once they see the flashing of the lightning, they close their ears because they know what happens. Someone was telling me that I can't live by myself at home because when it rains, I'm afraid of the thunder. I'm scared.
So I can't stay at home by myself. So they know that after this flashing of lightning, there is a huge, violent, sudden, scary sound of thunder. So this is fear. But then, with the fear, there is hope also. Hope of what? The rain. Rain is coming down. And rain is the source of mercy and a blessing. So we know about the lightning. What happens in the sky? What creates the lightning? Especially those, do we have some people in the elementary school among us? They are best fit to answer these questions. These are
electrostatic discharges. When two patches of clouds, they meet each other, the negative and the positive, they start the discharging. And this discharge, this a process of discharge, is creates the lightning. And then, of course, after that, which is followed after sometimes 2 seconds, 3 seconds, sometimes less, sometimes more, with the thunder, which is formed by the shock wave. We hear the thunder that follows the lightning. And sometimes there is the, what they call it, the sa'iqa, which is the thunderbolt. What happens? How does that, how the sa'iqa, the thunderbolt is created? That sometimes ignites these brush fires, forest fires. Sometimes it kills, destroys buildings. This is why we have this long lightning rod at these tall buildings. But if they don't have, when the thunderbolt strikes, it kills. It destroys. It burns. So this is when the strike happens between the cloud and the earth, it creates the thunderbolt, the sa'iqa. So Allah says, it is me, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. So this is the scientific side of it. We study that in the school. That is, this is exactly what the Quran tries to say. There is nothing, there is no hidden message behind it. Underneath this, underneath the service, definitely there is a deeper message. There is a metaphoric message. Symbolic message. The symbolic message of the lightning is the divine inspiration of God. The divine illumination, ishraq, illumination that descends on the soul of the true believers. Those salikin, those who seek God's guidance, it descends upon their heart. This illumination strikes at their souls and their hearts. And then it creates two things. It inspires them with hope. Hope of what? Hope of salvation. When you receive God's message in your heart, when you understand it, when you interact with it, when you read the Quran and you enjoy it, and you believe in God's promise, the verses that just was read by Haj Samir, may Allah bless him. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقَ. These are the descriptions of paradise. God describes the paradise for the virtuous, for those who have self-control, for those who did good in this life, for those who led a life of achievement, a life of service, a life of real happiness, a life of real connection with God. So it inspires them with hope. You'd love to see the paradise. Some people, they'd love to go. Some people in this life, it depends on the level of connection, their connection with God. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wa salam says, وَلَوْلَا الْأَجَلُ الَّذِي كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمْ تَسْتَقِرَّ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي أَبْدَانِهِمْ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ شَوْقًا إِلَى الثَّوَابِ. The pious, khutbatul muttaqeen. The sermon that describes the pious. He says, those pious, if it wasn't for God who decided the date of their death, that they should die at the age of 70, 80, 90, 50, whatever, they would have loved to leave sooner. Can you imagine? People love to live longer in this life. But the righteous and the pious, they want to leave sooner because of what they read about God's blessings and God's givings and God's mercy. لَمْ تَسْتَقِرَّ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي أَبْدَانِهِمْ. Their souls would not stay in their bodies. They need to explode, free themselves and leave. شَوْقًا إِلَى الثَّوَابِ. So, this spiritual lightening inspires two things. Number one, the hope of salvation. Number two, a fear. Fear of what? Why the righteous are fearful? Fearful of what? Fearful of the responsibility. Because when someone reads this book and understands this book very well, he knows that he's responsible in this life. We have a responsibility in our journey. We should not be careless. We have a big responsibility. A person who reads this book, he understands that every day is a precious, every hour is a precious, every minute is a precious. He or she would not waste their time. They are responsible. So for the fear of failing in their responsibilities in this life. Others, you know, kids. Do you see kids being anxious? No. They are not anxious. They are not worried because they are kids. They are kids. Yes, if you don't give them food and candies, they become angry and happy. But they are not anxious because they have no responsibility. So the more responsibility a person has, the more fear and anxiety he or she would develop. And that is a good type of fear, a good type of anxiety. Not all types of anxieties are bad. When you are anxious about your journey in this life and you want to be a better person, that's a good type of concern. That's a good type of fear. You are building yourself. You are creating a safer future for yourself and your family and your community. So the metaphor of this lightening, the spiritual metaphor of it, is the illumination of God, is the guidance of God that strikes, like the lightning strikes at the soul of the good believer, and inspires him or her with hope and fear, hope of salvation and the fear of responsibility. هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا. طمعا means hope. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. It is God who creates and establishes the heavy laden clouds. We saw some of them heavy laden. Have you seen how dark they are sometimes in these previous days and weeks? Heavy laden. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدِ. By the way, the rain has a metaphoric meaning also. Rain in the Quran, sometimes it's physical. Physical. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. You pass by a territory, it is dead. Dead. Nothing but dirt. But once we bring the water down upon it, that territory, you pass after a while, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, as you can see in California. California was dead. Now it has different colors. It is a very colorful, beautiful, golden state. I call it golden state because of the rain. Golden state. So it becomes fertile, beautiful, capturing. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. This is about water. But then God says the rain means knowledge. Knowledge, we bring down rain from the sky and then we give it to people. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا. أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Your Lord sent down water from the heaven. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ. You can see riverettes. The size of these riverettes is different according to the capacity of the river. Some riverettes are small, some medium size, some large size. God says, this is knowledge. I bring it down. Some people have little capacity. Once they learn two sentences, that's it. خلاص, يسكر. He's done for the month, for the year. Some people know the more he gets, the more he wants. He's thirsty. Some people, their thirst does not end for knowledge. Imam Ali says, two types of people in this life are always thirsty. The one who runs after knowledge and the one who runs after money. They never say enough. The one who loves money, he would never say it's enough. And the one who loves knowledge, whatever he reads and he studies, he would never say it's enough for me. طالباني منهمان طالب علم وطالب مال. They are greedy. Those two seekers are greedy. The seeker of knowledge is greedy. He loves knowledge. He would not stop at any level. Neither the seeker of wealth and money. He would not stop.
هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال ويسبح الرعد بحمده.
Wow, this is powerful. Chapter 13 is named after this verse. Chapter 13, الرعد is chapter 13, the thunder, is named after verse 13. So 13, 13. Verse 13, chapter 13, speaks about رعد, thunder. This is why the whole chapter is named after رعد. Why it's named after Ra'd? Because God says, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And the thunder hymns his praise. Hymns the praise of God. Yes, there is a scientific meaning for Ra'd, for thunder, because it comes after the lightning. The sound of lightning, the discharge that happens. But God says there is a spiritual meaning too. These are glorifications, sanctifications of God. You think that this is some noise, horrible noise. But the heaven is sanctifying God, praising God. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. In another verse, God says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything in this universe praises God's name, praises God, everything. The fish, the birds, humans, plants, these planets, everything in this universe. They connect with God. They connect with God. And I tell you how they connect with God. They affirm their relationship with God, with their creator. God is the creator. God is the founder of everything in this universe. So they go back like a baby who goes back to the mother. They need God. And this is how they sustain themselves in their movement, in their motion. The way they sustain themselves, the way they refuel themselves is through God's sanctification, tasbih that they do. The sun, the moon, how do they work every day? Without any delay, without any delinquency? You can tell from now, you can tell in 2 months, in 3 months, exactly what time the sun is going to rise here and elsewhere.
Now you can tell. There is no delinquency. On time. They need energy. What is their energy? Their energy is tasbihullah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحْ. The only one who has the choice not to do tasbih is us. Others, they have no choice but to glorify and sanctify God. Only humans. We have given this choice, we have given this opportunity, but we choose not to sanctify. We decline. Quran says the only object in this universe that has been given the choice of carrying this trust is insan, because we have given him the brain. Inna aradna al-amana. This is in chapter 57, Surah Al-Hadid. Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawat wal-ard wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilnaha. We offer them this responsibility, this trust to know God, to be God's vicegerent in earth. They said, sorry, we can't. They could not undertake this responsibility, this amana, this trust. They could not carry it because they don't have. They have the physical power. The earth has the physical power, but it does not have the spiritual and mental power. Why? The earth has to follow the orders. The earth cannot say no to God. The sun cannot say no. The moon cannot say. The stars cannot say. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Every one of them is swimming in their orbit. They cannot say no. So we've given it to the humans because they have a free choice. Because you have a free choice, God has given you this amana, this responsibility. And He wants you, God loves for you to take it with choice, with love, not reluctantly. If you worship God reluctantly, this worship has no value. Has no value. It backfires. Has no value. You have to reach God out of conviction, understanding, love. Love. This is the value of faith. People who enjoy their faith, not those where faith has been pushed down their throats. Look at societies around you. Look at countries. Some countries, they cherish their faith because they chose it with understanding, with education, with freedom. Some countries, they receive their faith through coercion and force. They don't enjoy it. They reject it. وحملها الإنسان إن عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها. They rejected. They said, God, sorry, we can't undertake this responsibility. Only man accepted it. وحملها الإنسان. And then God says two words, إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. He is truly unjust and ignorant. But this is not a rebuke, huh? This means that if he does not take that responsibility, then he will be ignorant and unjust. But he accepted, then he's just and he's knowledgeable. God says, after everything that I have given you, I endowed you with reason, with a freedom of choice, with intelligence. Now if you reject this responsibility, then إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. But if you don't, if you say, yes, God, I'm willing to undertake it, you are not ظلوما جهولا. You are not ignorant. You are not unjust. Every creature in this universe has some type of comprehension, not just me and you. شعور. And through this comprehension, they sanctify God. They connect with God. This is their own fuel. I say to some friends who are despaired, who are despondent, who have no hope in this life. Many of them, they have given up on this life. They are tired of this life. They have no hope. I say to them, the best remedy for your soul is connection with your Lord. That is the best remedy.
That is the best solution. Try that. Try it for some time. Try it. Have you seen some products on television? You try it for a week. If you don't like it, you get the refund. Okay. If you don't like religion, you get the refund. Return it back. No problem. You are not going to lose anything. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. Angels too, they sanctify God. But the Quran says something, it might sound, it is weird, but it is not. In fear of God, this is not fear, this is reverence. Why the angels should fear God? Angels, they don't have desire. The difference between us and angels, I know you are all angels, but the difference between you and real angels, that you have desires, angels do not have desires. We have desires for everything. For everything we have desire. Angels, they have desire for nothing. They have no feeling. They have no feeling. They have no gender. This is why they are safe. They don't feel hungry. They don't want to build a house. They don't accept bribes. They don't have any sexual intention or desire. They have nothing. So they are free. They are free. Therefore, they don't commit a sin because they do not have that desire that pushes them to commit a sin. The desire is not there. This is why there is no sin. So why then they fear God? They disobey Him? No, they don't. They have programmed in a way, not to disobey. They cannot, even if they want to disobey, they cannot disobey. They cannot. So why still they have fear? Because they feel responsible. God endowed them with responsibility. They fear delinquency here, that they are not doing a good job. This is the reason of their fear. Not because they commit a sin. They don't commit a sin. They don't. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقَ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. He sends forth thunderbolts and strikes therewith whomsoever he wills of his servants. وَيُصِيبُ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ. Yet with all these signs that we present to them, clear signs, they dispute concerning God. Some of them with all these signs, they still say, really, God is there? Are you serious? Does God exist? God says, we send the thunderbolts. I had a friend in London, England. Maybe this story goes back to the late 90s. I believe either 1999 or the year 2000. Very good friend and very good family. They went to the Hyde Park, London. Have you been to Hyde Park? Huh? Hyde Park in London. Everybody, not yet, inshallah. You go, inshallah ta'ala, one day. Yes. Let them fix the Boeing 737 MAX. Inshallah, he will fly after that. So they went during a summertime. It wasn't winter. And subhanallah, this is a true story, my friends. I was there. I was here living in California. I was visiting London. And it happened there, and I attended the funeral. They had a young girl, 15 years old. Young. They went to Hyde Park, heart of London. While they were sitting, they decided to leave. So they went to the car. The girl stayed there. They called upon her, come, come on. She was reluctant. While she was sitting there, suddenly a thunderbolt comes, strikes at her, and kills her instantly. This is not a fairy tale. This is a true story. I know the family. I know the girl. I know her father. And I attended the funeral. Now, some people say, why? I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. Why we see kids being killed on the freeway? Yesterday, we saw a picture of a lady wearing her wedding dress, going to the cemetery, sitting on her husband's grave, newlywed. He was going to buy, he was going to sell something on these, you know, some websites, eBay probably. So this was in Chicago. Am I right? Chicago, yes, Chicago. So he made an appointment to sell, I think, his computer or whatever. Xbox, exactly. And when he went there to sell it, someone had a gun and he kills him. He shoots him with the gun. Newlywed. So she's sitting at the grave of her young husband with her wedding dress. This is a reality, my friends. This is a reality. This is life. Welcome to America. Welcome to this land. Welcome to this world. Wherever you go. Do you know that this Ethiopian Airlines, you know, someone was late only 2 minutes short of boarding. 2 minutes. He was unhappy when they denied him boarding. He arrived at the gate 2 minutes late. They said, sorry. They shut the door. And he's now watching what happened to the airplane. These things, not by accident. Nothing is by accident. These things are designed. We have to be prepared. These things tells us whether you are good or bad. Whether you are young, male, female, from a virtuous family, a very good person, you have done nothing wrong in your life, still death is indiscriminate. Death could strike because God knows what time we have to go back to Him. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafir al khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Tomorrow, the Friday prayers is going to be at 1 p.m. inshallah. The time has changed. And Sunday we have the celebration of the Milad, the birthday of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, at 5:30 sharp, because 7:15 we're going to do Maghrib prayers, which is Sunday the 17th. إلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات وإلى روح المرحوم الأخ رضوان محمد الخضر الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.